Here's Check On Stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio, taking a look at meetings coming up this week in our area. The Sharon Green has their regular meeting coming up tonight at 4 o'clock at Town Hall. The Salisbury Board of Selectmen have a meeting tonight at 5 p.m. in Millerton, New York. The next meeting for the workshop will be held tonight at 6 p.m. Meanwhile, in North Canaan, Connecticut, the Board of Selectmen's meeting, which was rescheduled, will be held tonight with Zoom at 7 p.m. In Dover, New York, the Planning Board has their regular meeting tonight at 7 p.m. Town of Sheffield Select Board meeting is tonight at 7 p.m. Also in Cornwall at 7:30, the Agricultural Advisory Committee meeting is tonight. Coming up tomorrow, the Reopening School Advisory Committee in Region 1 has a meeting at 4:30 till 6 p.m. It's a Zoom meeting. That Zoom information is at the Region 1 website. In Cornwall, the Inland Wetlands Water Course Commission meets at 7. At 7:30, the Board of Selectmen tonight, also via Zoom. The Town of Sharon Planning and Zoning Commission meets on Wednesday at 5:30 at Town Hall. Coming up on Thursday in Cornwall at 10:30 in the morning, the Cornwall Conservation Commission will meet. That is via Zoom. The Ashley Falls Historic District Commission will hold a public hearing on Thursday at 5 p.m. on the Village Green opposite the post office in Ashley Falls. Social distancing rules will apply. There's limited seating, so if you wish to sit, please bring a chair. In the event of inclement weather, the hearing will be held as a virtual meeting. That information can be found at the Town of Sheffield website. Kent Park and Recreation 2020 Summer Drive-In Concert Series, co-sponsored by the Kent Land Trust, will feature Thursday evening concerts from 6:30 till 8 p.m. Coming up this Thursday, it is Wanda Houston at HBH, Rhythm, Blues, Jazz, and Soul. Find out more about that at wandaworld.biz. In Kent, the Planning and Zoning Commission has their regular meeting coming up on Thursday at 7 p.m. In Sharon, the Sharon Sewer and Water Commission has a meeting on Thursday at 7 p.m. Northeast Town Board is meeting Thursday at 7 p.m. Coming up on Friday, there's a Tri-State Food Drive. Help support your neighbors in need. The Corner Food Pantry. You're asked to donate non-perishable foods and household supplies to support the increased demand on the Corner Food Pantry, which serves the entire Tri-State region. Pet supplies will also be donated to the Little Guild Animal Shelter. This is being held Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Salisbury Bank on Bissell Street in Lakeville, Connecticut, in the parking lot. More information at limerock.com/Tri-State Food Drive. Food drive. In order to follow CDC guidelines, please place your donations in your trunk, pull up to the drop-off site in the bank's parking lot. Volunteers wearing masks and gloves will remove your donations from your trunk while you remain in your car. Please place financial donations in an envelope, make checks out to charity, and place your contribution in the marked box at the drop-off site. Once again, this is being put on by Lime Rock Catering, Salisbury Bank, and the Tri-State Chamber of Commerce Friday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. at Salisbury Bank. More information, limerock.com/Tri-State Food Drive. An online firefly program will take place on July 10th. Discover the amazing world of fireflies. Join Audubon Fantastic Fireflies, a special online program presented by Greenwich Audubon Director on Friday from 8 till 9 p.m. The Audubon Centers in Greenwich, Sharon, Southbury, Connecticut may be closed for on-site in-person events, but they offer this online version of this popular annual event. The program fee, several ticket levels are available. Pre-registration is required. You can register at greenwich.audubon.org/events/fantastic-fireflies. Upon registering, participants will receive a link and password to access the event. More information, sharon.audubon.org. Coming up on the 11th at 9 o'clock in the morning, the Cornwall Association has their monthly meeting the union. Women's Support Services holding a volunteer certification training in July and August. To be a program volunteer with WSS, you're required to complete 20 hours of training in order to become a certified domestic violence counselor. The certification protects both you and clients under their confidentiality policy. Training consists of 8 total sessions with policy and also a combination of 2 socially distant outside meetings with the option to participate from home via video chat, 6 Zoom lectures, and homework consisting of readings and videos. Trainings will take place Monday and Thursday evenings with 1 Wednesday, running from July 13th through August 13th. More information or to sign up, contact Women's Support Services Volunteer Coordinator Deanna Berry at dberry@wssdv.org. The Region 1 Board of Education last week approved spending $5,900 extra to sign up with Niche Partnership Onboarders, a national marketing firm. During a meeting, Janet Carlson of the 111 Group in Cornwall, which already has been working to market Housatonic Valley Regional High School, presented that proposal, which she has facilitated. She said while her firm will provide some creative aspects of the niche offer, she is not charging for any of her services related to the arrangement. Janet Carlson contributed 111 Group. The region has been discussing ways to market schools. 111 Group was hired last year and retained for the coming school year. Carlson told the board she has negotiated a good deal with Niche to provide services for around $5,900 instead of the $8,500 it normally would cost. A federal lawsuit was filed last Thursday to make mail-in voting for November election available to all eligible Connecticut voters during the coronavirus pandemic. An executive order signed by Democratic Governor Ned Lamont said any eligible Democrat or Republican voter will be allowed to use an absentee ballot to vote in the August 11th primary. Applications are being sent this week to 2 million eligible voters. However, because the governor's public health emergency order expires September 9th, he cannot mandate that the ballots be made available for the November 3rd general election. Lamont also plans to allow a scheduled $1 increase in the minimum wage to take place in September. Despite economic losses due to the coronavirus pandemic that might allow the state to delay the raise, the basic hourly wage is set to increase September 1st from $11 to $12 as part of a 5-year $4.90 increase that Lamont and the Democrats in the legislature approved over Republican objections. A 74-year-old Stamford, New York man was taken into custody on allegations of sexual abuse against a child under 17 years of age. Vincent E. Ferris, charged with 2 counts of third-degree criminal sex act, a felony, and endangering the welfare of a child, a misdemeanor. He was arrested last week at his home following an investigation by police. In New York State, if you want to get a COVID-19 test, you can get one, and it's free if you go to one of the state-run sites. Governor Cuomo announced last week that New York is able to test so many residents that anyone can now get one. The state has more than 750 testing sites. More information on that at coronavirus.health.ny.gov/find-test-site-near-you. The Shared Summer Streets program will continue in Hudson to limit vehicular travel and encourage pedestrian traffic on Warren Street throughout the summer. The city approved the program after a successful trial weekend in June and extended the hours, meaning the businesses will be able to expand outdoors into parking spaces on Warren Street until 10 p.m. on weekdays and weekends. The trial weekend was a great start, according to everybody. Funding for rural cell service and Berkshire businesses would be made available through bills passed by the Massachusetts Senate last week. Senator Adam Hines of Pittsfield filed amendments to an infrastructure bill to allocate $10 million for improving rural cell coverage and to dedicate $500,000 to Berkshire Regional Planning Commission for a grant program upgrading businesses' internet infrastructure. For COVID-19 supplemental budget, Hines added amendments to provide $250,000 to Berkshire businesses and $3 million to summer camps to help them adapt to COVID-19 safety guidelines. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the week at 25,827.36, the NASDAQ at 10,207.63, and the S&P 500 at 3,130.01. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.